The persistence of these reports on these back-channel contacts may be a reflection of a desire to keep a door open for reconciliation. Even though the Taliban gained territory and have become increasingly ruthless. But Martin van Beilert, a co-founder of the Afghanistan Analyst Network in Kabul, is skeptical about the talks.
Well, it's one of the reports that comes out regularly because talks are going on and the different sides are just trying to feel their way and to see what's possible. Some of it leaks into the media and some of it gets reported. And because a lot of people are actually waiting for these talks to start, they're often being talked up. So the significance is that backdoor talks are continuing, but other than that, not much is happening.
At the same time that these rumors about talks hit the headlines again, the Taliban has invited Republican Senator Rand Paul to come to Doha, where they have an office. The invitation came after an interview that Rand Paul gave to the Fox News network, and that came again after his hour-long speech to denounce the latest budget proposals by the White House that vastly increases U.S. military spending. He said that the U.S. spends some $50 billion on Afghanistan alone every year, and that money is wasted.
I could give a raise to every soldier out there if we'd just come home from Afghanistan. It's time to come home. There is no military victory there. And I said the other day, you know, you guys want to have a parade? Let's bring them home from Afghanistan, all 14,000 of them, declare victory. We got the enemy. We killed bin Laden. Our problem is in our foreign policy is that we do not know how to declare victory. We continue to fight and fight to try to create a nation, and we're just not very good at nation building. It's time to come home and do some nation building in our country.
And Abdullah Khan, the director of the Pakistan Institute for Conflict and Security Studies in Islamabad, sees this rapprochement as a part of the facts on the ground that contradict U.S. President Donald Trump's rejection of negotiations.
After the announcement of that policy, we have seen the Americans encouraging Pakistan and Afghanistan coming closer, and we have seen some ice breaking between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and the Americans were instrumental in that. So the ice breaking between Afghanistan and Pakistan is just because of the American pressure on both sides. So what Trump is saying, something for public consumption is something, and what the practical on the ground is that the Americans are actually encouraging the peace talks between different stakeholders.
But all the rumors and proposals seem to only add to the confusion, says van Beilert.
There's very little agreement on who should be talking to each other, what they should be talking about. Also the sequence of things, whether there should be a ceasefire first and then talks. So it's all very, very preliminary. Basically, the Taliban don't think they should be talking to the Afghan government. The Taliban think they should be talking to the Americans because they think they're the ones who are behind the war. They're also the ones who deposed the Taliban regime when it was there. The Americans don't agree.
The question remains if the Afghanistan government will manage to walk the fine line that will prevent the U.S. and the protection from leaving while they get the Taliban at the negotiating table in possibly three-party talks, but for now, all scenarios seem to be doomed to a stalemate.